You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, buddy, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, as we dive into this day, yesterday I talked about some of you guys just need to let people go. And what I mean by that is you need to keep leveling up, because if you're holding on to the people in the old paradigm, they're continuing to pull you back without them ever coming to speak to your face and sharing with you so you can share your story and what is happening within your life and the great things that are happening within your life, then let them go, guys. Let them go. Now, the question I have for you today is, have you changed? Really looking back at the last 12 months in your life, what have you done to transform your life? Health, mental, physical, spiritual. Are you in the same repetitive patterns that keep revisiting themselves over and over and over again? And now the thing is, we are greater than the beast family. We are giving a conscious mind. We are the only living organism on the planet that has a conscious mind, that is aware of who we are and our connection to source. Think about that. Dogs, cats, plants, they just all exist and they're just reactionary to their environment. That's it. We actually get to create. Think about that responsibility. We actually get to create. We get to think, to basically take action based on that thinking and control our emotions. We are not an animal that has to just react to its environment. And a question I have for you is, have you evolved in the last 12 months? Or are you exactly the same as where you were, or maybe in a worse position? What is it that's holding you back? I want you to think at it from that perspective, is that you are greater than the beast. You are greater than the flowers. You are greater than the ecosystem. Now, I don't say greater in an egotistical sense, but you've been blessed with a conscious mind to act, to walk, to talk, to think, to control your emotions, and most of all, to create. You are not here to stay the same. You are here to expand consciousness. What a powerful, powerful thing. You are here to expand consciousness, not repeat it, not do the same thing, not continually end up in the same position every week, every month, every quarter, and every New Year's it comes around, you're in the same position. You're not to leave a relationship and never improve yourself and end up in the same relationship. You're not here to pay off all your debt and then get right back in debt. You're not here to invest in a try to get rich quick scheme and then get scammed and do it all again. You're here to learn from these mistakes, transmute the darkness to light, and to expand consciousness. So the question I have for you is, are you in the same position as you were last year? And why? Analyze that. Why are you in the same position you were last year? And what are you willing to do to change that? Are you really willing to be more committed to the pain of change and staying the same? Are you really committed to rewiring the foundation to end up in a different situation? Are you really committed to creating that discipline and consistency to transform your life in the next 12 months? And if the answer is yes, then it's time to get started now. Now, this is the greatest time in human history, the greatest time in human history to expand your consciousness. The whole quantum field is opening up. Your manifestation is going to be magnetized, whether it's good or bad. What is done in darkness, what is done in that mind, your mindset is called a mindset because you're supposed to set your mind to a frequency. So if you keep repeating the old patterns, you're hanging out with the old friends and that aren't doing anything with their life and they constantly judge other people, that is your mindset. That is what the frequency that your mind is set to. That's what mindset is. It's a frequency that your mind is sent to. So what point are we going to transform that mindset and get ourselves into a state of mind and a frequency that allows us to expand and to express who we truly, truly are? So I just wanted you to self-reflect today and to ask yourself, where is my mindset? What frequency is it tuned to? And why or why not do I keep repeating the same things over and over and over again? Now, here's the great news. Once you become self-aware and understand that it's you and only you, You are the cause, you are the effect, knowing that God is real, God is everything, God is all things, God is experiencing through you. Then when you know you're the cause and effect, then you know that you can make different decisions and change your mindset to attach to that frequency. Once you attach to that frequency, you can take different actions. And once you take different actions, then you learn to control your emotions and you can become whatever you want to be. So let's self-reflect today. Are you in the same position as 12 months ago? Yes. If the answer is yes, then why? And the next is, what are you going to do about it? This is your chance to transform your family timeline in the next 12 months. Warriors, rise, get your shit together.